Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our coming day's study, we were talking about the fact that many of the Far Eastern countries are getting together to boost relations between them. Let's continue with that today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
China's Communist Party Central Committee in October of 2010 presented a five-point plan to boost relations with India, basically dealing with economic and trade cooperation. They have these meetings now. What are they doing? They are building a coalition. Now, not like what it's going to be in the tribulation, but we're seeing the baby steps of a coalition among the kings of the East, even in this day. Many of these countries meet together, even with Japan, one of China's biggest competitors. Years ago, in 1950s, and many of you remember this that were alive back then, the big joke was about Made in Japan. And there'd be little trinkets and things like that, and we'd say, well, you can buy that cheap, it was made in Japan. And now they're saying that about China. You can buy that cheap because it was made in China. And so you have that going on, and now you have these things working against one another. We've not been strong allies for our friends there, whether it's Taiwan or Japan, Korea, we're not as strong allies as we once were. We're still allies. But now Japan sees its need, and they're building a great navy, as well as now they have satellite communications in the sky with military capabilities. The USA's navy is superior to China's, and it's the greatest navy in the world. And right now, it controls the seas around China. It's interesting, Brother Ron Baker is a retired naval officer here in our church. I one day emailed to him the positions of all of our ships around the world. He said, how'd you get that? That was top secret when I was an officer. Well, we have all the satellites, and now everybody can see it. They know where they are. I believe that as we see inflation coming on, as a matter of fact, Stratford reports that as well, that these nations are building a stronger coalition. As Japan and others found out, we're not always there for them. So a good coalition of the armies would be 200 million. Now, understand, China could field an army of 200 million right now by itself. However, in the tribulation, when they get near to the end, over half the world's population has died. So they're going to need a coalition to be able to field 200 million. And as they make their march across the east, heading towards the west, towards Israel, they'll kill many, anything that gets in their way. Right now, China does much espionage in the United States. Most of it is industrial. It wants to be a leader in technology development. It wants to expand its military with hardware of our computers that they're able to retrieve. As a matter of fact, I just read this week where another Chinese officer has been arrested for espionage and trying to get into our computers. Since 2008, 7 cases each year of espionage against agents for China are prosecuted in the United States. Some believe they want to get our technology for our F-35 joint strike fighter. Many believe they've already gotten some for their J-20 fifth generation fighter. They don't have near what we have in the development, for example, of stealth, but they are expanding their technological weaponry. They're depending less on manpower as they have in the past as they develop these weapons. Their goal would be to have so many fighters that although our Navy has superiority, there'd be so many there that they'd be overwhelmed by sheer numbers. So if America develops a libertarian type society, we'll move our men from those areas and we'll drop the debt. With our own military equipment and superior weaponry, they don't want to come after us, although we'd have oil and resources. So as you go to the period near the end of the tribulation, why are they on this march? China right now imports half its oil and iron. They import over 70% of its copper. There have been discoveries in their country of these things. However, the consumption far outpaces what they have. That is why North Korea tried to build a nuclear plant to help build bombs in Syria here a couple years ago, and Israel blew it up. It's because of that recognition of the need they have. I preached the sermons I told you September 5th, 2010, a 3,500-year-old prophecy coming true, where it saw oil and gas on sea and land that was discovered in Israel to become a supplier. And since that sermon, they've also made another discovery as big. And so that's growing. So Antichrist sets up a peace with Israel. He takes credit for the defeat of Russia and all her allies that moved against Israel at the beginning of the tribulation. And this leader, whom I, as I said earlier, I think is a Jew of the tribe of Dan, sets up an image in the temple. He demands worship, and there's no buying, there's no selling, there's no trade without his mark. It will not be a Far Eastern currency, but it'll be a European currency. That'll be the currency of the world. And with all this oil under his control, he can bring the world under his power. China, the kings of the East, they don't want that. So they're marching. They're marching for over a year towards this Armageddon Valley, one of the most fertile lands in the world as far as farming is concerned. It provides for food and oil. 144,000 Jews escape his hand of this Antichrist, we learn in Revelation 7 and Revelation 14. But many of them die. In this war, 2/3 of Jerusalem falls. Then Christ returns. As the world sees Christ returning in the air, the earth's armies that are gathered there to fight one another suddenly join forces to fight against the King of Kings. But he that spoke the world into existence is also the one that will speak destruction. And the blood will flow to the horse's bridle, we're told, for a space of 1,600 furlongs, up to nearly 200 miles. Now, the point of all this is this. In a prior sermon, we looked at the Russian coalition. We saw that the nations that the Bible predicts in Ezekiel 38, all the nations that are lining up with them are lined up with them. They're lined up now with them. And they come against Israel and they're soundly defeated. The hand of God defeats them, but the Antichrist will take credit for it. Last week, we considered the United States and its position when our politics seemed to be leaning more towards let's do our own thing here and let the world alone around there. And now we see developing in our lifetime, you guys that were involved in World War II, you guys that fought in Korea didn't see this. Even those that fought in my generation in Vietnam, You didn't see this. But the kings of the east are coming together. They're not there now. But the baby steps, the beginnings of it, are coming together right now. Christian, seeing that these things are going to come to pass, the Bible asks you a question in 2 Peter 3. What manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness? What kind of a Christian should you be? Your life should be holy. It should be godly. So often, we have revival meetings and the number one verse, 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray, seek my face. What does he say? Turn. Turn. Turn from their wicked ways. Repent. You know what? We always say that, but we never identify wicked ways and sin. In this world today, its idea of turning is that, well, you just don't do abortions and you're not a homosexual. If you turn from that, then that's good. Some people can't turn from it because they haven't been there. Now, there's far more, and this world today has a church that is so ungodly, that is so worldly with its rocking and rolling, its undress, and its lack of standards, its hatred of holiness, its attack on those that would preach the word. And my friend, let me tell you something. You stand true. You stand true. Paul told the people, even back in Acts chapter 15, even back in Acts 15, he says, though those that stand, and I'm paraphrasing, those that stand will find that the kingdom of God comes with tribulation, with trials, with problems. See, our reward is not here. Our reward is not here. Our reward is to come. It's coming. Let me also say this. Be sure you're saved. The Bible's accurate and true. Prophecies made 2,000 years ago are coming to pass. Think of those prophecies when Jesus Christ walked on the earth. Prophecies had been made of him as much as 2,000 years earlier. Coming true, all of a sudden, all of them happening. My friend, we're seeing it come to true today. If the rapture takes place today and there is nothing to keep the rapture from happening today, you're left behind. And being left behind, not saved, you won't have a chance to get saved because you had a chance in this life and you wouldn't do it.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible.